Hello again, and this week, Remember When has, for the first time, travelled out of the studio, and by means of the radio car, the programme is coming to you from the Queen Victoria Memorial Home of Rest on Wealden Avenue in Derby. With me here, in what is known as the quiet room, are quite a few of the residents and members of staff. So let's hope we manage to get a word with everyone and do justice to the many memories that they must have. Let's move on now to the lady at your side, who's just put her knitting away. What a shame. Miss Beeston. You put your knitting away, Miss Beeston. Are you a little fed up of your knitting? I must explain that Miss Beeston will be 100 years old in October, and Miss Beeston also is a little bit hard of hearing.
I can't hear.
Let me speak a little louder to you then, because I've been told you were born in Tissington.
You've been told what?
That you were born in Tissington.
Oh, yes.
They must have been very happy times for you.
Oh, they were. Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
May I wish you a very happy birthday, then, for October?
Thank you very much.
Are you going to have any special celebration?
No, I think they fixed up something here. And I've heard of them having wine. What is the wine? Champagne.
Gracious me.
This being dished out to people.
May I come then and share your champagne?
Oh, yes, do.
Thank you very much.
Do. I should be delighted.
Thank you, Miss Beeston.
You graced me. Is that so that you hear better?
Yes, that's called a microphone.
Oh.
And that's what we talk into. Well, let's move now then from Mrs. Beeston, who, as I say, is 100 on October the 6th, to another young lady, Mrs. Kirk, who is also a little bit hard of hearing, but is looking very lively this morning. In fact, Mrs. Kirk is 104 years old.
That's right.
Aren't you?
Yes.
And you used to live as a very young girl in Cheddeston.
I did.
When it was probably all fields.
Yes.
How many brothers and sisters did you have, Mrs. Kirk?
Seven.
Seven? Were you...
My mother died and left on a month old.
And did you have to look after? Did you ever go out to work?
Oh, I went to service.
Where was this?
Well, I went to one in... can't think of the name now.
And then you came... And then you came to live in Derby when you got married, did you?
Oh, yes.
And you had to give up work, did you?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I gave up work.
You're marvellous for 104, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, nice to have met you again, Mrs. Kirk. Congratulations on your age.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. And before our next piece of music, let's now meet Mr. Tassel. Yeah. Mr. Tassel's a young 86-year-old, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, and you used to be a bus driver.
No. Coach builder.
Oh, a coach builder.
Pardon?
Yes, that's called a microphone.
Oh, I can't hear.
That's right.
Pardon?